Oh.
Is that a Mad Catz controller?
What? No. Oh. Maybe. I don't know.
No, that's a retro bit.
Oh, okay, here we, here we go. Here we go. Check, check. Oh, stop putting blankets over my head. God damn it, Max.
Just
Okay. It's pretty. It's, oh. Wait, wait.
Why are you? Why are you making that motion with my head?
All right. So, so Max, this is a live podcast. Here we go.
Smodcast?
So
I really like Smodcast with Kevin Smith.
Oh, with
that
Kevin Smith?
Was disappointing when he stopped doing that. Just hanging out at the Smod Castle, just like putting fleshlights on their dick and hanging out with walruses.
Wait, what?
Wait.
He had a podcast where he put... He just...
No, that was a movie that he made.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's like 3 degrees away from Kevin Bacon.
All right.
It might be 2. I think it's 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Penis, walrus, sewing people up, ice room. Kevin Smith.
All right, Kevin Sorbo?
No, that guy likes Jesus too much, and Kevin Smith does not. Like, they're actually exact opposite. I don't know that Kevin Sorbo would put
You're right.
A
Kevin
walrus...
Sorbo is, like, super fit, but Kevin Smith is, like, super fat.
Yeah, and Kevin Sorbo really hates hockey.
Yeah, like...
Like, hockey-wise, Kevin Sorbo not enjoying hockey.
Oh. Kevin Sorbo doesn't like hockey? How do you know?
Kevin Smith really likes hockey.
Oh. Okay, like, yeah, Kevin Smith lives in Canada.
No, he doesn't. He lives in New Jersey.
Okay, sorry. He lived in Canada. My fucking
still,
dad.
I don't think he's ever left New Jersey. I think he just sits out there and plays with a fleshlight in New Jersey.
Just been assimilated.
I like how that's just your thing. Like, Kevin Smith, fleshlight.
It's not my thing. It's his thing. Listen to his podcast.
All right, so
it's sponsored by Fleshlight like 50% of the time, and the other 50% of the time it's not sponsored by it, but he's still sticking his dick in it.
All right, so we're here with Max McIntyre and Drunk Podcast here tonight. Max, so
hey,
how
Hot
you,
Boys.
Yeah, Hot Boys. How do you feel about Hot Boys?
You know,
what,
Hot Boys.
What do you think the future of
you
Hot
know
Boys?
If Hot Boys really picked up, we should do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should do it.
Well, we won't know if it picks up until we actually do it.
Oh, then we should definitely do it. I think that we need to get a bunch of hot sauce.
We have
drink
a bunch
it,
of hot sauce.
Drink it.
Uh-huh.
Then we go to fucking Winco and we buy you groceries because you're, like, because lazy until I take you to the grocery store.
In all fairness, Rachel and I got a lot of groceries today. We went to the Safeway that's closing down.
You say that, but the Safeway groceries, when they're closing down, are the same as the fucking Walmart groceries normally.
That's fair. I will give you that.
It's like, hey.
Mostly meth and Mountain Dew. Yeah,
hey, we're fucking going out of business. What are we going to do? We're going to get some bread for $1.25. Normally we charge you $5.75 because we fucking say Safeway. But otherwise, you could just
okay,
go to
wait,
Winco,
wait.
Get the same shit. It's all made by the Franz Bakery downtown, which is just a bunch of like fat guys making bread with their yeasty rolls.
I do want some pound cake.
You want
yeah,
some
I want some pound cake.
It says butter, though. It's butter pound cake.
I don't care.
Like, did you just, like...
It still
says
pound cake.
Everything is better with butter, motherfucker.
God.
No. He left it out.
Wait, what?
You didn't put it in the fridge.
I wasn't processing that it was cheesecake.
I don't think it was
like,
cheesecake,
it
but...
It wasn't cheesecake.
But
okay.
It was regular cake, but the frosting was, like, the raspberry...
I still went in if it was just normal cake.
It's halfway down.
You told me it was cheesecake.
I
you
thought
threw
it
out.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Max is drunk. Anyway.
Whose life am I?
What?
I believe your own, but only in context.
Okay.
What?
Oh, is it good pound cake?
I don't know. I cannot taste this pound cake right now. My mouth is completely
like
numb.
Butter.
Oh my God.
Like...
That doesn't taste like butter at all. That's a fucking coffee cake.
Oh this God, is not a coffee cake. All right, so I know
this
I can't fucking taste it,
cake.
But I know it's not
a
coffee
good
cake.
Coffee cake is so good. No, thanks.
No, I'm good. I had a taste of that, and it tastes like coffee cake. And that really does not go with Creole anything.
No.
Like, my whole fucking meal tied itself together, and then you bring fucking butter... Coffee cake into this.
I'm a fucking fat kid. Like, fuck off and let me do
I'm
my
calling
thing.
Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit.
God damn it.
I've seen a scale. I'm 235. You're not.
I'm like 150. But you're taller than me.
That is sound clip that's me talking about Squarespace. There's also another sound clip.
All right, so Max thinks that we're back here. Max thinks that we're recording commercials. We are not.
Welcome to the podcast brought to you by Squarespace.
This is not
Squarespace.
Squarespace
is like the finest in commercial.
This is in no way.
There's those razors you get every month. Nobody needs that. They'll probably tell you how to get razors on a monthly basis.
$5 Shave Club. What the fuck is that?
It's like, Dollar Shave Club. We're not talking about them. We're talking about Squarespace. Okay, Squarespace is the greatest. Squarespace, they provide you with money if you tell people about them.
Are you really? Like, Squarespace, will you give us money if we're talking about it here? Like,
yeah, no, you just keep...
fucking give us some money because we're talking about All right.
So I listened to the Nerdist podcast. I heard the word Squarespace. I listened to Smodcast. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I heard the word Fleshlight.
Uh-huh. And so you bought a Fleshlight.
Which is
on
still around. Smodcastle, not even a thing anymore. Nerdist, can I just say Squarespace?
God damn it. Anyway,
we're here with Chris Hardwick. So Chris Hardwick, how do you feel about Smodcastle?
Dicks everywhere. Goblem.
That wasn't Goblem. Actually Chris Hardwick. Oh. that was someone poorly pretending to be Chris Hardwick.
We lied. We actually have Aziz Ansari here. He's here to tell us about his favorite foods here around.
Hey, it's Aziz. Hey, Grandma. I love curry.
Actually, I feel really offended with you talking like that.
It's Aziz's twin right there.
I don't really sound like that.
He kind of sounds like that, you know.
My gram loves me.
All right, that's Aziz, everyone. That's all he had time for. Anyway.
I mean, I don't think he lied, though. I think his gram really does love him. Aziz, on a level, I think he enjoys Aziz food, like... gram, and pleasing his parents because he's Indian.
Yeah, maybe gram food.
Not Indian, not Native American.
Okay, yeah. But if you had...
Otherwise, you would be really poor.
Food. Not feather.
Super poor.
Are you sure?
Poor and an alcoholic.
Feather?
With, like, really
red
skin.
They got casinos. Like...
Yeah, that poor and an alcoholic. Or the casino, he just visits. Free buffet, noon to 2. Hmm. If you spend $200 on the slots.
Free buffet.
Noon to 2.
All right. Well, we're here with Squarespace.
Yeah, they brought us Crab Fest at the casino.
They really did.
Yeah, it was nothing but crab legs. It was really a horror show. There were a bunch of grandmas that were just like, mm-hmm. Frickin' crab juice in their eye, 24/7. And then they cracked into the crab legs. Crab is actually a guy that works at the casino.
Yeah.
Native American. Dot, not Indian.
Yeah. It's really confusing. It's really confusing.
Yeah, man. It's super confusing. He ends up with the Caesar Sari's grandma.
Yeah, you know, like, you're at the casino.
It's actually kind of endearing.
Somebody says, hey, Indian, and he turns, and it gets really awkward.
You know, it's awkward. Not having a Squarespace account.
That is
9 out of 10 people really could use a Squarespace account.
You know,
nothing to do with Dollar Shave Club, entirely to do with Squarespace.
You know what's also awkward? You don't have Loot Crate. Loot Crate, monthly subscription.
Actually, How much is Loot Crate's monthly subscription cost?
Ooh, it is $2.99 less than Dollar Shave Club's.
Are you shitting me? Wow. Yes.
But
that is a circus of value.
I'm telling you, Squarespace.
The Witcher Wine Stopper.
Oh, wow.
For all of your alcoholic nerdy needs.
Ooh, and that was not even a paid subscription. That was just a really cool thing that I saw today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you purchase The Witcher, you go onto Steam. You go to your store, you type in Witcher 3, you download it after you pay them money. We won't talk about how much because it doesn't matter. You're playing The Witcher.
Then you download it, you get
a bunch of cards, and you just play the card game.
They say clearly you're an alcoholic, so they send you alcohol stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But all of their brand.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah,
like...
their brand is wine.
Yeah, they don't judge.
You just go to Walmart, you ask them for wine.
No questions asked.
They'll take you to the Squarespace aisle and find you wine.
All right.
And by the Squarespace aisle, I mean the Bush, not Bush Light.
Oh,
Bush 36 pack, because that's how you paint. Oh. You got to go over there. It's a good time.
Looks like we have a commercial break here coming up. Okay, and we're back.
We've come back to the sound of wet Velcro.
Yep, we got Max and his wet Velcro.
Sorry, I hosed down the sheep.
Little backstory, I guess you didn't know. Max is actually a Welshman.
I'm actually a Scot, but sometimes I like to venture south with the Velcro gloves.
Oh, good. All right. So, what are your thoughts on abortion?
I'm for it.
All right.
Stem cell research was really, really fucked up.
I love how you put a little Sean Connery twist
on
that.
No, I put George Bush into that because he needed to be in it a little more. See, the problem is George Bush, he just abandoned stem cell research.
George
down here at his Texas ranch.
Sean Connery.
Hanging out with Ronald Reagan, who, might I mention, birthday just passed. The great Ronald Reagan, he probably would have enjoyed stem cells.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Because then he would have lived a little longer.
Uh-huh. Eating them by the fucking pound.
Oh, no. He ate everything by the pound.
God bless America.
Nancy Reagan, he was in there by the pound.
Talking about pound cake, like...
Bill Clinton. He knows what's up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually concerned for Trump. I don't think he's getting any of the pound cake.
Did you just straight up say pound clit? Like,
I was trying to be subtle.
There's no beating around the bush with that.
Well, no, I think there was plenty of beating around the bush. The problem is beating around the Trump. I don't think he's got some anger issues that I think could just be resolved by a simple blowjob, maybe like a bunch of porn stars coming out of nowhere.
The question,
like out of a surprise.
The next question I have to ask you is, do you think the dick has the comb over?
Yes.
No, I think Perry Como had the comb over. I think the dick should be completely shaved because it's polite.
God damn it.
But he's clearly very impolite. So would he, like, you know, little hair gel, just kind of sweep it to the side?
Ooh, it's probably completely encompassed in hair gel because nothing's happening down there.
That is fair.
Or do you think he just has like a toupee down there?
No, I think he ignores it actually, like his security briefings.
Maybe do like
completely left on the desk.
So it's rigid again.
All right. So as we can,
I think you're assuming rigid there.
As you can probably tell, we're getting a little sidetracked, a little political here.
Yeah, let's get back to Squarespace.
But yeah, one thing that's not political: Squarespace. Squarespace is all-inclusive.
So if you go to squarespace.com/hotboys,
uh-huh.
Get yourself a nice Squarespace account. And
even if the address doesn't work yet, you know, with the slash hotboys,
you can still go
to squarespace.com.
There's a little star. You go to Internet Explorer,
yeah.
Don't do that. Go to Internet Edge. MSN, they appreciate Internet Edge.
Yeah, you go to Internet Edge, then you go to Google, and you search for Google Chrome.
No, you don't even do that. You don't even do that. You stick with Edge. Up in the top right, there's a star. You go to squarespace.com/hotboys, and you hit that star.
Uh-huh.
Then you keep hitting that star. You just hit it until you're married. Sad. 30 years later, you're like making her dinner, and you just leave.
Why is milk on
But that floor? Doesn't matter. We aren't talking about the milk. That's a different story. It's
the milk.
It smells and tastes like shit. We're talking about Squarespace, which doesn't smell and taste like shit.
Yeah, it's just nothing but value. Like,
it's the best value.
I have not found a single problem with Squarespace
yet. Also, you can go to our Amazon affiliate link, amazon.com/hotboys, and check out the keyboard lamp.
If you want, you can even go to hotboys.com. Actually, no, don't do that.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
I don't think we've acquired that domain.
We did not know about this in the 90s, and we really missed our opportunity.
We really did.
Yeah. Don't go there.
Yeah, don't go there.
It's probably a search engine.
Yeah, if you can go to youtube.com/hotboys, that'll link you to anything and everything Hot Boys.
Yeah.
Including
our six-pack of balls.
Yeah, including our six-pack of balls.
Which I think is actually almost gone now.
It really is.
Have you tried butter pound cake?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah. If you go to Safeway, everywhere except for Thurston. Thurston, Washington.
I don't think they know what the... Oh, Thurston, Washington.
Thurston, Washington. They probably don't have a Safeway.
We have a commercial here, and...
All right. All right. So that last commercial break was brought to you by HP Printer Ink. If you have an HP printer, there is no better ink than going to squarespace.com/HP Printer Ink.
Really, it's just a no-brainer.
Yeah. No, you could totally shave with HP.
I mean, first thing I think when I'm printing, a fresh invoice for my HP DeskJet printer is, man, I can't wait to shave.
Yeah. So you stick your dick in the HP printer.
All right, don't do that.
You go to Dollar Shave Club. You cover your dick in HP ink.
No.
You just take a little tiny knife and you just stick it in the hole in the HP printer cartridge.
No.
Then you pour it everywhere. No. It makes a great lubricant for getting really close down to the skin.
It really
from Dollar Shave Club.
They do endorse that.
they kind of endorse that. They haven't really said it officially. But I've seen some memos.
It's heavily implied.
No, there were some TPS reports.
We were in a meeting recently with
Bill Lumberg.
With Bill Lumberg. Actually.
Yeah, he was telling us about the TPS reports.
It was really weird.
The total penis supplement ink.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Shaving
and
total penis shaving.
It was so weird because he was just so straight-faced and straight-laced about it at the same time, which is impressive.
And then there were at least six other managers that told us about the TPS reports.
It was really like they wanted to get the penis implement across as the main subject of that conversation.
Total penis supplements.
It was really
shaving.
Odd.
Total penis shaving.
In the cliff notes after the meeting, that penis was underlined so many times.
It was even drawn.
It was weird.
Yeah, no, they drew a big old triumphant bastard.
Yeah, Hewlett Packard has a real hard on for hard ons.
Yeah. They should be drinking balls.
With a name like Packard.
Yeah, with a name like Packard, that's
I would like to throw out that Packard Bell did not have balls, otherwise they'd still be with us.
Yeah.
So, if you're using Packard as a baseline, they made great computers in the 90s, and then they really just jacked off everywhere until they were empty.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Yep.
And that's a great segue into how well their ink cartridges work, because they jack off infinitely. Never-ending supply of ink.
I'm gonna actually go back, and it's an ink cartridge. You should really go with toner because the ink cartridges only last for 30 prints.
Hewlett Packard also makes
LaserJet?
Yeah, LaserJet printers.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, it's a LaserJet printer.
I think it's I don't actually know the name, but it uses heat.
Yeah, LaserJet printer uses the heat to power the laser, and it just sprays it right onto your paper.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to stop you here and leave.
Oh. All right. Well, that was Max McIntyre on the show. He's our resident Age of Empires specialist here.
All right, so I'm back.
I
was just playing some Age of Empires 2, the Conqueror expansion pack. I went back in time to 1999 when that was cool. I had to pause RuneScape. Actually, I didn't pause RuneScape. I just had a bot going.
Oh, wow.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, squarespace.com/hotboys.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They really, really, really,
literally,
really, really, really,
even
really,
with, even with time travel.
Probably might give us money someday if at least one person goes to the affiliate link.
And seriously, even with time travel.
Down below.
As you can see, it is a timeless classic, Squarespace.
You know what else is a timeless classic?
Mm-hmm.
Betty White. I'd tap that.
Betty White is a timeless classic. I would let her give me a handy, you know?
I'd at least let her laugh at my penis.
Yeah, even if she laughs at any point.
It's Betty White's laugh.
It's Betty White.
Yeah. Golden Girls laughing at your penis. That's still 4 out of 10.
Yeah, that means you at least have some bragging rights with your friends, you know?
Yeah. 4 out of 10 would probably try
again. You're sitting over a drink and you're going, well, at least Betty White laughed at my penis.
You know where else you can look at a drink?
HP.
You just go over there and you look at that HP ink. You put it in there. You find a picture of the drink on the computer. You print it out. Then you look at it.
And you know where you can order sweet, fresh ingredients.
Seas.com.
And Squarespace.com to get the discounts.
Squarespace.com/Seas.
Well, that's all we have time for tonight. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for going to squarespace.com/hotboys. You have a great night.